This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dela Prasad with the news headlines first. Ministry of Health establishes health desks in all border crossings as a precautionary action against coronavirus. Senior leader of the Communist Party in Nepal, Chalanath Khanal, says the MCC task force to submit its report within 10 days. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Gopal Prasad Baskota says state-run radio, television and news agency are the assets belonging to the people and the country. And China agrees to allow U.S. health experts into the country as part of a World Health Organization WHO effort to help fight coronavirus. Now the news in detail. The government has taken precautionary measures at border checkpoints. A help desk has been set up at Belaya Point along the Nepal-India border in Rupandehi district as a preventive measure against the coronavirus infection. The desk was brought into operation by the Public Health Office Rupandehi following the direction of the District Administration Office for taking precautions to avoid the entry of deadly virus in the country. Rupandehi His assistant chief district officer Bharat Sharma confirmed the establishment of coronavirus help desk at Belaya, which welcomes the highest number of tourists arriving Nepal via several land routes. He said people entering Nepal through this transit point would be given consultations about the virus and suspected would be referred to a nearby health facility. Task force formed to study the Millennium Challenge Corporation, MCC, under the coordination of senior leader of Nepal Communist Party, Chalanath Khanal, saw its first meeting yesterday. The meeting discussed over the study of the reference materials related to MCC. Talking to Radio Nepal, coordinator of the task force, leader Khanal, informed to complete the task within the stipulated duration of 10 days. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Gokul Prasad Baskota has announced that the Nepal Television and TV's World English Channel would be launched within the current fiscal year. In his address to a program organized yesterday on the occasion of Nepal Television's 35th anniversary, the minister directed the NTV management team to gear up for the project. During the program, Minister Baskota said NTV, Radio Nepal, National News Agency, Gorkhapatra Sansthan were not government media houses, but they were the state resources and assets. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Gokul Prasad Baskota has urged the leadership and staffers at the Nepal Red Cross Society in Kabri Palanchok district not to be embroiled in politics anymore. Addressing an event organized by the Nepal Red Cross Society at Bonipa of Kabri Palanchok yesterday, Minister Baskota urged all to stop disputes in humanitarian organizations, stating that conflict of interest was viewed as a normal phenomena in the profit-making ventures. Minister Baskota admitted that it was unpleasant to learn about conflict and dispute brewing in humanitarian agency like the Red Cross. The minister on the occasion provided two ambulances with necessary medical equipments in them to two rural municipalities, Pokhari Chowri and Bethanchok in Kabri Palanchok. The Women and Social Welfare Committee under the House of Representatives has directed the government to bring the Nepal Bal Sansthan or Nepal Children Organization under the subordination of the Ministry of Women, Children and Senior Citizens. The committee called for the implementation of its direction instantly. The committee sought the ministry's responsibility of the protection of children organization and its all immovable and movable property. Following the discussion with the organization's officials, the committee instructed the ministry to make all arrangements at the province and local level as well as for the protection of children. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Yogesh Kumar Bhattrai has said Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli-led government is on the right track. Addressing an assembly of the Nepal Communist Party's cadres at Tomoli yesterday, Minister Bhattarai claimed that the incumbent government was on the right track and heading towards the right direction. The minister termed the Prime Minister Oli as an able and skilled pilot and expressed his confidence that during his leadership, the Nepal Communist Party would have a safe landing. You're listening to Radio Nepal, 8M English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन एस्ट्रिक 1415 ह्यास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
Welcome back and again we continue with the rest of the updates. Development and Technology Parliamentary Committee has held discussions with the stakeholders regarding the construction of roads and bridges. In the discussions held yesterday, parliamentarians pointed out problems such as the failure to complete the construction on time, construction based on political access rather than requirement and necessity and frail and a feeble infrastructure. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Barshaman Poon has pledged to advance the Uttaraganga Reservoir Best Hydropower Project after addressing the demands of the affected local people. He also sought help of the local people in pushing forward the project. Inspecting the project at Thorpattan in the district, Minister Poon said the local people played a significant role in moving forward the project as it would not only benefit the local people but the whole country. A leopard has attacked and injured as many as 20 people in Panchkal municipality, Singh Singhabra district. The leopard attacked Arjun Shrestha 30 of Jasidi Panchkal yesterday while he was working at Paddy Field. Likewise, the leopard attacked a woman and others at Paddy Field in the same village yesterday afternoon. Leopard has caused injury to the people on the back and other organs. Shrestha was taken to Teku Hospital in Kathmandu for treatment yesterday. You are listening to Radio Nepal 8am English News Bulletin. We continue with international updates now. China has agreed to allow US health experts into the country as part of a World Health Organization WHO effort to help fight the fast spreading coronavirus as the number of cases and deaths continued to mount. In central China's Hubei province, epicenter of the epidemic, China State TV reported there were 2,345 new cases of the virus and another 64 deaths, bringing the total of virus-related fatalities in Hubei to 414 by Monday. The White House said on Monday China had accepted its offer to have U.S. experts as part of a WHO mission to study and help combat the virus that emerged in Hubei's provincial capital of Wuhan. A 1,000-bed hospital built in 8 days to treat people with the virus in Wuhan was due to receive its first patients on Monday. A second hospital with 1,600 beds is due to be operational later this week. At least 14 pupils have been killed in a stampede at a primary school in western Kenya. The crush happened at Kakamega Primary School, northwest of the capital Nairobi, yesterday afternoon. Reports say children were leaving classes for home at about 5 p.m. local time when the stampede took place. Education Minister George Magowa confirmed the 14 deaths to local media. Nearly 40 other students were injured, some critically, and taken to hospital, reports say. Some of them were released after receiving treatment. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 17.9 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 3.2 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. Ministry of Health establishes health desks in all border crossings as a precautionary action against coronavirus. Senior leader of the Communist Party, Cholanath Khanal, says the MCC task force to submit its report within 10 days. Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Gokul Prasad Banskota, says state-run radio, television and news agency are the sets belonging to the people and the country, and China agrees to allow U.S. health experts into the country as part of World Health Organization, WHO, effort to help fight coronavirus. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.